far different place on the map now for today's GeoQuiz. We're on the island of Cuba at its largest mountain range. Its highest peak reaches 6,500 feet above sea level. This mountain range is a landmark in Cuba's history of rebellions, from the Taínos, who fought the Spanish colonizers in the area, to Fidel Castro and his rebels who retreated there to prepare their revolution. The mountain range is also known for its coffee plantations. These days, though, there just isn't enough coffee in Cuba, which was once a major coffee exporter, to even meet the demands of the local population. So, the government has decided it's going to have to stretch its local coffee blend by mixing it with roasted chickpeas. Now back to the mountains. The range is at the southeast end of the island, where the main city is Santiago de Cuba. Name that range. We will, right after the break. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Cuba's largest mountain range is on our GeoQuiz radar today. The answer is the Sierra Maestra. These mountains are prime coffee-growing territory, and Cubans love their coffee. These days, though, Cuba cannot produce enough coffee beans to meet local demand, so the government has announced a return to an austerity measure it's used in the past, that is, mixing roasted chickpeas with coffee beans to stretch the blend. The BBC's Michael Voss is in Havana, and Michael, this seems so antithetical to anything we know about Cuba. You know, not having enough coffee beans seems like running out of tobacco leaves. How could this happen?
It's so much like the rest of Cuban agriculture, it's a mess. About half of all agricultural land in Cuba has been allowed to go to waste. So the famous things Cuba is famous for, if you like, is rum, coffee, sugar, and cigars. Rum and cigars, all of the farms, for example, the tobacco farms are in private hands. All of the coffee is in collective hands, and it just hasn't worked. It was the world's largest coffee producer in the 40s. In the 60s, it was producing 60,000 tons a year. Now it's down to just 6,000 tons, and they're having to import double that amount.
They're having to import, and they were a major exporter of coffee beans at one point.
Yes, they were. In fact, the decision to mix coffee with chickpea isn't new. In the 1980s, they were earning so much money from coffee exports, the government decided that locals, the Cubans, would have to drink this mixed coffee in order to save the best coffee for export. That ended about 5 years ago. Now the government's come back again and said, we just can't afford to import coffee, so we're going to have to mix it with chickpea once again, and that's what you're going to get in the ration card.
Okay, so this is chickpeas, or CC beans they're called, and a couple of other things as well, but not peas, not like green peas.
No, it's not green peas. In Spanish, certainly in Cuba, the word chickpea and pea tend to get interchanged. And it's not chicory, because remember, Cuba isn't the first country in the world to start mixing things with their coffee. In France, for a long time, when coffee was a very expensive, rare commodity, they mixed it with chicory, and it became popular. I mean, if you go to New Orleans, for example, to Café du Monde, you'll pay a premium price for coffee mixed with chicory. Here it's chickpea, it's not quite so refined, and I'm told by Cubans who are used to drinking it that it's quite bitter. So maybe one reason why Cubans put so much sugar in their little shots of coffee.
Thank you. The BBC's Michael Voss in Havana. Thank you, Michael.
You're very welcome.